everyone, welcome to More Than Mises, guys. We are going forward with the UK of, well, Marvel UK, which in this case is a reprinting of the American stories. This one being one of my favorite covers with it looks so bad. This is one of those covers I saw on every. Oh, by the way, sorry everyone. Here with me tonight is Boo with theaxelunderground.com.
Howdy.
This is one of those covers I always saw. Whenever you go to a comic show, they usually are always in the quarter bin. Starscream with his weird round helmet. And I don't know why. It's a good story, but the cover's not great.
It's just odd the way, like, I guess he's supposed to be like looking down. Like, this is supposed to be the top of his head somewhat, but
Sure, he looks disappointed.
yeah.
Say that.
They did a great job on Circuit Breaker.
Oh, she looks great. I honestly, there are so few panels where Josie looks bad. Like they used all the artistic ability on drawing and coloring the mostly naked woman with circuitry all over.
Wasn't it Jay who said that this cover sent many young men early into puberty or something like
I think
that?
so, actually. I should reach out. Yeah, I could see that actually, because there's not much there. It's a lot of skin and a little bit of circuitry. So
She
yeah,
looks like those dancers you'd see in the 80s that were like just wearing tape.
yeah, kind of is actually.
Yeah.
It's really it's like Fifth Element when she comes out of the machine that basically like recreates her out of the armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's wearing like bands across her body. That's kind of what Josie as Circuit Breaker looks like here.
Yeah, she's got a Lilu vibe going
Definitely has
there.
Lilu, big bada boom here. She
Yeah.
has a like big bada boom actually.
Yeah, I got your multi-pass right here.
Lilu multipass. I have one of those somewhere. I got one of those monthly nerd boxes. Somewhere I have one of those. I don't know
And
where.
without all that circuitry, though, she's just a meat popsicle.
You lost me.
Oh, that was a Fifth Element
Man,
reference.
I gotta watch that again.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a long time since it's probably been years since I've watched that. Anyways,
Just watch the Harry Canyon segment of Heavy Metal, and it's a good refresher.
Harry Canyon and his Donald Fagen soundtrack.
Yeah.
The White Man Jazz. In Transformation, we're going get this kind of a quick recap. There's verbiage like Major League Grudge when it comes to Transformers and GB Blackrock and Photonic Multicannon. Oh, sorry, Anti-Robotic Photonic Multicannon.
Yes.
This is a very quick and dirty recap of everything that's happening. But
Oh, also, this cover was done by Mike Manley, who we discussed before. So,
what did he do before?
we discussed him last issue. What was it?
I didn't get last cover. I know that.
Let's see. Manley, Manley.
Mike Manley. I mean, really, it's not a bad cover, but I just think Starscream looks so weird with that helmet thing going on. It's like he's wearing this classic football helmets, you know, ones where you didn't have pads, you just had like a uniform and like a leather helmet.
Yeah, the old school ones.
Yeah. Well, they threw the old pigskin around. So,
So anyway,
yeah,
yes.
while you
Oh,
watch.
he's the one that worked on Dark Hawk.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess we really didn't have a lot with him with the Transformers. So, okay. That makes
Yeah.
more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is a part two of Disintegrated Circuits. And
Yeah.
they have gone Typhoo crazy. This is
Oh,
trick
yeah.
number three of the Typhoo T.
This is the final token you need.
So if you missed out, kids, you only have to go back 40 years to find the tokens to order your Typhoo T Jubilee Tram.
Yes.
But honestly, probably much easier to find it on eBay somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I think they go for like $10.
You know, I as much as I really don't need that, it's really tempting.
Dude, you know you want one. You can put it right up there. in front of Trax and Hot Rod.
They'd like that. Oh, look at the double decker. I like that.
You know, we need like a we need a Gen Selects toy that turns into that,
The
just as a
Typhoon T
reference.
tram.
Yeah, why not? Just
He's got to have a little like he's got to have a cup of tea, like how Heinrad had his little sake
oh
thing.
yeah.
You gotta have a like a teacup and answer to. He's gotta have really stark bangs like a beetle, and answer to Governor. Actually, his name is Governor. All
I
our
was thinking
UK fans,
someone
I
could like
apologize.
customize, like, was it Tux from GoBots with his top hat and stuff?
He's right over there.
Yeah.
If I'd known, I would have grabbed him.
He
Yeah.
could be the Typhoo T-Tux.
All my friends drink Typhoo tea. Goblet
Oh,
cracks.
good times. Yeah, that Harvard Lockjaw always wins.
Please, guys, get into line. It starts off we get back into where Josie is, sorry, Circuit Breaker is showing off her exosuit to GB Blackrock. And there is so much. I want to know what his first name is now, because everyone, including Jazz later in the issue, calls him GB.
Yeah.
Is this name like Gary? Is he just embarrassed by the name Gary?
We never find out in the Marvel series. I think later in IDW, they say his name is
Blank?
Garrison.
A garrison?
Yeah.
Hey, kids.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Which, oddly enough, I believe that version of him turned out to actually be an Autobot. Like a Titan Master. That was the Titan Master for Alpha Trion.
Wow.
Yeah. So Garrison was Mr. Hat.
He should have. He could have combined with Typhoon T Man and had his top hat.
Right?
That's a whole different tangent.
Yeah, that's a rabbit hole to go down right there.
Yeah, but yeah. So Circuit Breaker shows him how to. Sorry, trying to pull my foot up here. She shows him how all the circuitry she's done, she's like layered her body with, the things that leave very little to the imagination for a 13-year-old boy, make her as good as she was before the accident, but more.
You know, it functions as her nervous system,
Yeah.
basically. Yeah. So there's no reason why she couldn't wear clothes over that. I mean, it's skin tight. I mean, I understand the idea of that superhero outfit and that's how they do it. But I mean, honestly, you know, from a realistic standpoint, she wore a trench coat for most of it and then she just like dropped it to show off to GB, but she
Oh
can wear
yeah.
clothes over that thing.
Yeah, she really could. I mean, it really it's got a she's got a metal bikini essentially with like circuitry going all over her body.
Yeah, she's just showing off now.
Yeah, we are. I mean, hell if I don't know if I'd have a circuitry exoskeleton, I don't know if I wouldn't show it off either. Of course all the body hair would be gone, but there's that. There's a lot of that too. He's like some smoking, burning hair smell all the time. She
All
should all
the
the
time.
time. She shows GB how if you touch a certain like button on her shoulder, the circuitry unwinds. And this is almost like Data and Next Generation showing Geordi how he has a like an off switch essentially.
Oh yeah, and
And it's like
kind of
just in
where he like pops
case.
his arm off to show someone, or
Yeah.
yeah.
Just in case you need to turn me off, here's how you do it. And she's showing him all the things and she's actually explaining to him how like when the last issue where he created this hovering, she created this little hovering like doohickey
Drone, yeah, it was like a little
drone. Yeah,
drone,
it's yeah,
yeah.
essentially right. It was using her ability to use electromagnetic forces to fly.
Yeah,
So.
re she repels herself away from like any iron object, any kind of ferrous objects.
So really, she's doing a quick and dirty description of her powers. But during that time, she shows also that she can access computer files no matter how well protected. and reprogramming that she wants, or disrupt their operation, which will come into play here soon. So just.
Any one of these, like, abilities that she's showing, like, she's repairing paralysis, with this. She's got a wearable computer. Okay, all, and then also, it can be weaponized. I mean, just any one of those things all by themselves would have been a game changer in the 80s, especially for a billionaire industrialist, tech magnate. He should have jumped on this, like, yeah, we're gonna revolutionize physical therapy, the military, everything with your breakthroughs here.
I mean, this is it's so funny because GB Blackrock is so Tony Stark adjacent, but Josie is the one here creating the suit, essentially.
Right, yeah, she created
She
basically the Iron Man suit.
with circuitry and like lots of skin showing. But
Right.
she also she's she has energy supplied by atomic powered micro batteries. Now that sounds bad.
It's the 80s, though, so that's cool.
This is with when did the Three Mile Island incident happen? Is it
Oh, that
83?
happened before this. I want to say it was 82, 83, something
It's
like
kind of
that.
surprising they went with this because it was such a scary thing because of Three Mile Island.
Well, that's just these are little batteries, though, so you're not gonna have a big meltdown.
Obviously, it's
Right.
fine. They're little micro batteries. They're like
And
triple A's with
referencing
atomic
Tony
energy.
Stark here also, there was a while in the Iron Man comics, I think it might have been after this or yeah, that Tony Stark was paralyzed from the waist down, and he would move in the suit. He could walk in the Iron Man suit, but when he's out of the suit,
Oh, so
His legs didn't work.
kind of like what they did to Rhodey in the Avengers
Yeah.
movies, where he took a spill and then he had to use the exosuit essentially to be able to move around. Okay.
Right.
That
So
checks out.
there's more, I guess, ties to Iron Man and what's going on here than
Yeah,
meets the eye.
Circuit Breaker is very Iron Man adjacent. It's kind of interesting looking at it that way. I mean, it's all Marvel, so I mean, I'm sure it was like a rinse and repeat kind of thing. But when you're putting the like a 20-something year old computer analyst in a suit instead of Tony Stark, who's a raging alcoholic, it's a little different. But
She probably could have used a little armor on this,
she really could have, have some like crazy wow, shoulders and like arm plates and stuff. It could have been like a, well, then again, she would have looked like a villain, which she kind of is. But
She could be the Iron Maiden.
yeah, would have been great. She sounds like something that she could have hung out with the oh God, what are the name of the X-Men villains where.
The Sentinels?
Not the Sentinels,
No.
the I'm talking about the
Oh,
oh
you're talking about the
God.
Reavers.
Not the Reavers
Not
early
the
on
Reavers. What are
with
they?
where what's her face came from? She was the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, you're talking about the Hellfire Club.
Hellfire Club.
Yeah.
It would sound like being the Iron Maiden sounds like a Hellfire Club like
Oh,
villain.
yeah.
Oh yeah.
A White Queen, Black Queen, Red Queen, that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. An Iron Maiden. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it sh she shows real quickly that she can use her powers to just zap things.
Yeah, she broke his toys,
Yeah, I
man.
was going to say she broke a transformer on the desk. I don't know, it kind of looks like an inhumanoid with this claw. But
Yeah.
yeah. So yeah, she's like, okay, so Mr. Blackrock, I can do a lot more than this. When do we go after these robots? And Blackrock is like, we're not doing that. That was impressive, but you gotta, can't let them hurt you. I'll protect you. And she's like, I don't really need your protection. I'll do what I want, and you do what you want. So
They're both kind of being jerks to each other here. It's just.
they are. I this is one of those. I want to say it's kind of a trope thing where someone gets a new power and they become very, I don't know, very. I know I'm better than you are, or I'm better than you
Yeah,
think I am.
arrogant. Yeah.
Yeah, the arrogance. There you go. Yeah, totally.
But they're both kind of arrogant because, like I said, she just made these major breakthroughs
Yeah. And he's being
and.
very white knight about it.
Yeah, he's not even listening to her.
No.
And she's not listening to him either. Like they're and you think how well they worked before with all the things she built for him, you know? He
Well,
never
let's.
doubted her technical expertise, but this time it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like he could have at least said, you know, okay, I like this suit, but I don't want to put you in danger, so why don't we make more of these and we can build like an army of people
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she
that
would
wear
have gone
these.
for that, but it still would have been a better way to do it.
And hey, I'm gonna put you in charge of the team. I mean, see, that would have solved all this right there.
Yeah. But and she storms out, and it's a whole like disconnect there. But the next scene really is at Black Rock Raceway, where all the reporters are asking them questions. It's very much like Tony Stark moment, like, Mr. Blackrock, isn't she your weapon uses nuclear missiles? I don't know where it came from. And isn't it true you're planning to running for the Senate next fall? And isn't it true that there is an all stunt? This is a stunt to boost sagging attendance here at the raceway. And he blows them all off. And but you have like Mr. Milquetoast here, Mr. Blackrock. We have a dozen people out there on lookout, and no one has seen any sign of her. He's expecting Josie to show up,
Oh yeah.
which
And
he should.
I had to laugh at the nuclear missile thing. It's like that'd be a little overkill because it'd destroy whatever you're trying to protect from Decepticons. It's like,
Is it true you have nuclear whistles?
Right.
Yeah, it was the time though, man. This is 1985. Is
Oh,
84?
yeah, it's 85, but it's like
I mean, it's the time. It's like we still, I know you're a few years older than I am, but I mean, really, you and I were both still very aware of the Cold War and like what it could mean if things happened badly.
Oh yeah, I just
So.
thought it was just silly because it's like they're small robots relatively, you know, they're like
Yeah.
what 20, 30 feet tall. A nuke is really overkill for these guys. Like,
Yeah.
are you gonna nuke your oil platform or your aerospace factory? I mean,
Yeah.
that was a dumb reporter.
Yeah, it's a gotcha question.
Yeah.
And the yeah though he Blackrock tells Ames, I think it is his name, to keep an eye out and keep people keep people's eyes open because he expects her to show up. And then he walks down an alley for some reason. It's like behind a building where all the reporters stop, which they totally would not have.
Right. Yeah,
But
there's no barricade or anything. It's just, oh, he's walking away. I guess he's
we must
getting away.
respect his space.
These were the
No.
days before TMZ.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And randomly he walks past another like Porsche. This is like a Porsche. Is that 944? Is very early 80s Porsche. I can see the background. But then Jazz's door swings open. We are not supposed to know it's Jazz, but obviously the coloring shows it. And he
Yeah.
kidnaps someone again.
Again.
Why is Jazz's go-to kidnapping people?
I think he just likes it.
He must. Well, at least BlackRock is at least overage. He's not kidnapping someone's kid.
You know, what's the age difference between, 4 million years and, 45? I mean, you might as well be 10.
Look, he's not in Alabama. I say that living in Alabama. So Jazz kidnaps someone again, and he gets Blackrock in the car. Kind of strong arms a deal, like a mob boss, like with a protection racket.
Right.
He Blackrock's like, "Whoa, what's going on? What, like, call me Jazz. Like, what's the Jazz?" It's like, "It's me, Mac. Sorry, my name Mac. Don't wear it out. Whatever." And yeah, he's trying to explain to him really quickly about the Autobots and Decepticons. And, I gotta hand it to BlackRock. At least he's there listening. Well, not that he cho has a choice because it looks like Jazz is probably going like 80.
He listens more to jazz than he did to Josie.
He really does.
Yeah.
This is a misogyny if I ever
I
saw
was gonna say he's a misogynist because, you hear Scatman Crothers' voice coming out on the radio, then, oh, hey, let's make a
it.
deal,
Hey, chill out. That's a no way to talk to your future partner. Yeah.
But his actual partner in his endeavors is his tech genius, comes to him with
Yeah.
something, and oh, no, nah, he blows her
No,
off.
I need to protect you. So yeah, the pursuit of the police is happening, and the UK comic leaves out another color panel, by the way. So
Yeah.
BlackRock is blue with his pink hair, and like Jazz is also pink.
Yeah, it's the same issue they had
Yeah. Like
last issue.
they
The
leave out
same
a
issue,
plate.
this issue.
Yeah.
It
So yeah,
happens on page 12 also.
oh yeah.
Yeah.
It'll come up. Don't get ahead of things, man. Come on. So Jazz runs through the barrier of the highway and flies out. He's like, "No, you planned to kill me all along." I'm like, "No, man, look, you signed on the dotted line. If I were Decepticon, I would let you bounce a couple of times before you scrape me off the ground."
You know, and if you imagine Scatman Crothers' voice saying this, it
Yeah.
doesn't sound so bad. It's kind of playful.
Yeah.
But if you put it like in Tony Soprano's voice,
Dude, I was going to say the same thing. Joe Pesci.
right.
Come on, any of those mafioso actors.
Right. Get late Ray Liotta in there and then.
I'm an Autobot. If I were Decepticon, I would have let you bounce a couple of times before you scrape me off the ground. So, do we have a deal, GB? And
Forget
he's
about
forget about it. He shakes on the deal. And the cops are like, card 25 to base reporting. I'm not exactly sure what just happened. So we go, I guess Jazz takes him back to
and
the
destruction of public property at a very sharp turn that probably needed that rail.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we get the next panel, we get the next page rather. You have Starscream's cockpit, and he's saying the structure on the ground is our target, Frenzy. Frenzy's in the cockpit, like,
He's
faster,
just up on the
man.
dash.
Hurry up. Yeah. He's literally sitting on the dashboard. I can't do that driving around town. My iPad flies right off. My
Yeah.
wife will attest to that. Yep, she's
That's
not
just a
that.
callback to the 80s. You know, there was always that one guy that had all the cassettes and his 8 tracks just tossed up on the dash.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
But then again, dashboards back then were flat. They're not
Yeah.
that way
And
anymore.
like leather.
Oh yeah. Or they had a carpet on there.
The dingle balls and the little hula girl.
Ah, the hula girl. So he's sitting in the podium. Ladies and gentlemen, the press, patrons of BlackRock Motors Raceway, all of you watching on TV. He's basically saying, like, I'm about to show you this really cool weapon. It is the anti-robot photonic multi-cannon.
I'm about to shoot that Porsche with it.
Actually, the last time we saw this thing, it looked a lot cooler. It looked like a G.I. Joe, like, howitzer thing.
Yeah.
But now it looks like, I don't know. It looks like something from the Sumbo show that the Decepticons cooked up for an episode.
It looks like a orange Insecticon reject almost.
Kind of, I can see the eyes and the
Yeah.
proboscis. Yeah. Oh God, it's terrible.
It's got shades of Bombshell to it.
It really does. It's terrible. So
It's very
yeah,
suggestive looking too.
it is. Well, it is an anti-robot photonic multi-cannon. But one blast from this barrel will reduce any robot to metal filings.
You're not allowed to own more than six of those in Texas.
That's really, really extreme for Texas. I mean, I figured you probably had a ranch where you could have as many as you want.
Well, I mean, it's just because it's suggestive looking.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, that's definitely something you have a lot of in Oregon, though. In
Yeah.
California. Oh yeah, you can have a whole like backyard of those things.
Oh, yeah, they got a whole industry built around
Yeah.
them.
And so he gets on his big panel, his electrical panel, and he's like, "To prove it, I've arranged a demonstration with the pull of this lever, the cannon will destroy the 40-foot robot mock-up that stands before it." And he starts, the crowd gets quiet, and he starts to use it, and it's like, pss, pss, pss. And they start there, look, and they start laughing, and he gets mad. He gets real big mad because he hears every chuckle.
Yeah, that he gets embarrassed because his big gun doesn't work.
Yeah, but what I do like here is that we see Josie walking up old Circuit Breaker, and She's playing a kind of a chess game with him, and he knows that she has outwitted him here. So she's put him into a corner, like saying, like, "Hey, you did this to me, you sabotage Candace." She's like, "Actually, I read all your files. I learned how to disrupt the electricity in this, and we can tell everyone that I was the real secret weapon you intended all along." And he's like, "Yeah, she's right. I'm trapped. I can't let her, can't let everyone know that this is all her sabotaging me." It was kind of a, he's got to save face or admit that she was better
There's
than him.
some weird motivations going on here though.
Yeah.
Like now it's like she just wants the credit.
I think she wants to force his hand to let her
Right.
do something what she wants to do.
But she said she was going to do it anyway, whether he wanted it or not. So why does she need him? You know what I'm
Because,
saying? It's
yeah.
the motivation is really murky here.
I think in a way that she wants to make him look good anyways, because she still has a loyalty to him. So she's trying to frame it, like wrap it up as a nice present to make it look like he did this.
Yeah, but at the same time, she just embarrassed him publicly. So, like,
Yeah, if he's a good actor, which he's not, he would be like, "Oh, dang it. My big weapon didn't work that I used all these millions on. But wait, this is the real secret." But it's not exactly like GB BlackRock is showing all of the, I guess, I don't know what good way to put it, how the sausage is made, so he can play it off if he tries really hard. But
yeah, but he's not really
no.
trying it, and Josie's being kind of juvenile about the whole thing.
Oh yeah, well, she's
Yeah.
I kind of figure she's in her mid-20s.
Yeah, no, she's early, but this is like the plot from the, oh, I'm gonna go ruin your science fair project.
Yeah, I mean, it really is actually.
Yeah.
And whatever the motivations or whatever, however they do it, it doesn't really matter because Starscream shows up immediately and do not resist, humans, submit to the will of Starscream. And he pops out his cassette deck, and Frenzy pops out. We haven't seen Frenzy use his Sonic Fury, as he calls it here, for a while.
Yeah, it was like the mini series.
Yeah, it was. So he shows up as Blue Frenzy, by the way, everybody. So don't at us here. We're just going off of the Marvel comic
He's
canon.
always blue in the comics.
I know. Don't at us. Wasn't my choice. I didn't talk to Nell Yamtov. He did it on his own. Nell, you're still out
Well,
there.
he did it right though. That's the one thing he did right, is he colored him like the toy.
Is going to be a divisive. He did it right. Anyways,
I mean, credit where credit's due. He got the colors right on the thing
this
too.
time he got the
Yeah.
credit colors right this time.
Right.
Okay, all kidding aside, the issue is actually colored really well. I give Neil Yamtov a lot of crap, but the issue is actually colored pretty well. So I'm not trying to, start some beef for the resident because I already have enough beef with Neil Yamtov. This one is actually done pretty well.
And Frenzy's power makes Rum bum bum is the onomatopoeia for it.
I know that's one of those words I actually really enjoy that we learned when we were kids, and it still is a thing we use probably because of nerd stuff, onomatopoeia. You
Yes.
don't see that used in a lot of in like I guess everyday conversation,
Oh
but
no, but with comics, it's like,
yeah.
I mean, look at the old Adam West Batman. Like half
Oh
the
yeah.
show was bang, zap, howie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, here we have Bazak, Thum, Pakow, Pakow, Pakow. So, I mean, yeah. And no, Frenzy picks up a van. He like you know that van needs to have like a like a big mural on the side of it. Unfortunately, it doesn't.
Shredhead, no.
And if you're wondering about that, check out our newest spoiler issue of Transformers number 18. He's picking up the van and getting ready to toss it, and Jazz is like, "No, sorry, let me put it this way." BlackRock's like, "Jazz," he's like, "Understood, GB. We're partners after all." He's like, "Say, hey, what about this protection, man?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, I got you, I got you." Jazz was just sitting there until GB Blackrock said, like, hey, I need your help. So.
Oh yeah, and he didn't ask Josie to do anything either. She's right there, and I understand he wants to protect her, but I mean, he still sided with the robot.
Yeah, I'm honestly, and I really feel this way about how BlackRock is. I think he's so guilty about her being paralyzed, and he doesn't want her to be hurt anymore. I get it, but at a point, you understand, like, well, she's pretty capable of taking care of herself.
Right, that,
Except,
like I said, just ask to develop it so you can make, an army of these guys. Your security detail could all have these.
oh. Dude, he would be, well, he'd be running the planet.
Right.
And
It would
we
have
don't,
changed the whole feel of this
the
comic.
comic would be so much different.
Yeah.
So yeah, as soon as Jazz transforms, he's getting ready to fire on Frenzy. And Josie hits his rifle with her zap and shorts it out.
And
So
she's not paying any attention that GB Blackrock called this one in about, so he could have said, hey, yeah, I built some of my own. There's anything he could have told her. And she's not, neither of them are listening. That's as the story
yeah.
is, BlackRock and Beller do not listen to one another.
No. And so yeah, as soon as she shorts out his rifle, Starscream comes along with his cluster bombs and like rips into the back of Jazz, so he goes down. And Blackrock's trying to tell her, like, hey, look, he's on our side, and she's like, no, he's a robot, he must be destroyed, they're all bad. And Starscream goes and doing the pacow 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 of shooting the ground and trying to kill people. But we have a new player. Player two has entered the game. And Wheeljack is apparently just hanging out there. And he transforms, looking. The transformation actually is very toy accurate with
Yeah.
the flaps and everything and the arms coming up. So yeah, he time for Wheeljack to show his stuff. He does this.
There's a funny meme that rewords that I can't get out of my head when I see that scene now.
What?
I can't repeat it here. It's not very.
Okay, send me a message later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, maybe I'll put that in the when I do this for the Patreon, I'll put that in there. So he transforms and he like he's going after a Frenzy. He shoots Frenzy with magnetic powder bath, which I didn't know that that Wheeljack had.
Oh, he's got all kinds of stuff, he's
He's a mad scientist, yes.
yeah.
But that wasn't in his tech spec of what his shoulder cannon does, right?
Oh, he
I want to say they're
I
like acid pellets or something. I can't
no,
remember.
that's Prowl.
That's Prowl.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay, well, anyways, he shoots him with magnetic, sorry, power bath. And it makes everything around him that's metal, like, get attracted to Frenzy. And he puts out the line, guess they found you attractive, Frenzy. And yeah.
Yeah, he shoots magnetic inducer shrapnel needles and gyro inhibitor shells from his shoulder cannons.
Well, okay, that's right on tech spec. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. And then Josie shows up, and I no, actually, Josie shows up, but then Starscream shows up, says, I will find you to be my next victim. And gets ready to shoot Wheeljack, but Starscream is zapped by Josie, who takes out his engines. So yeah, like Starscream's like interfering with my electrical systems. It's only a human, and she says, "And therefore, you're better, robot."
There's a lot that goes on in this one page.
Yeah, that's a lot. But then we get to the other page, which is missing a plate of the colors.
Yeah. Or they're
But it's kind of
fluked or
neat
something.
because
Yeah.
you can, I guess, because the colors are inverted, you see like a really nice parallel on her face. Second panel on the top. And
Yeah.
I'll got to go look at the American version of this. But it looks really good. The art, the line art in this is really nice. And like I said, I'm not going to blame Neil Yamtov for this. The colors he did for the most part in this issue were pretty good.
I kind of want a Starscream recolor, like a Seeker recolor.
With the
done like
green air
this.
intakes.
Yeah, the green and the purple and the pink that looks.
Yeah, actually the Jazz, I can see this being like, he had the Doritos Jazz that came out. I mean, I can see this, see a G2 Jazz, which is like with pink and white and green.
Oh yeah.
Totally.
Well, they kind of have that that watermelon mirage look to
Oh, that's
them.
right. He's right over there. But dude, the bottom panel with Josie, her butt is not being covered at all.
Yeah, that's a
There's not much there left the imagination. Jehu, if you're listening, yes, this is when a lot of kids had their awakening. So he GP Blackrock's trying to explain what's going on with the robots after she zaps Wheeljack. She's like, once I recharge, I'm gonna end your existence forever. Blackrock's trying to tell her, like, no, come on. Meanwhile, while that's happening, Starscream transforms into a robot but grabs Frenzy and flies off. Like we were talking about the green air intakes and the pink and the lavender.
Yeah.
But
And Frenzy's moaning as he's yanking him away.
oh yeah.
Ooh.
He's yeah, it, like Starscream does essentially like, well, like I'll retreat for now. His wording was though is such opposition was unanticipated. Next time we will be prepared to deal with it. He pulls a full on like it's a very I don't know, Kirk speech pattern in this. There's a lot of like the dot 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 dot
I like
dot
to think of
dot.
that as like a maybe a Christopher Walken.
Such opposition was unanticipated. Yeah, I can see that. Next time we will be prepared to deal with it. So yeah, in
Was
Blackrock's
only one
like,
place he could keep Frenzy where they wouldn't find him.
oh my butt. God. I gotta watch Pulp Fiction. I haven't seen it in a while. I got dysentery.
You got planetary.
Blackrock, while Josie's butt's hanging out, is like saying, like, I understand how you feel, your thirst of vengeance. I felt the same way, but now I understand not all robots are not the same. These two are our friends. And he's trying to talk her down, which good on him. He's trying at least. And she still has like the power all zappy in her arm, like she's about to shoot Jazz and shoots past him and destroys the mock-up.
Destroys his bigger toy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
She hates his toys. And but this kind of neat, she lands and says, like, we're even now, Mr. Blackrock. I acceded to your wishes. Such a fancy word. She's like, yeah, I did what you wanted me to. Whatever I felt I owed you has been repaid. All that time in his private clinic has been repaid by not killing a Jazz. But the next time we meet, I'm on my own and nothing you say will stop me.
That's okay. It's the motivations are really murky here. Like, I
Yeah.
understand she has a pathological hatred of robots,
Yeah.
but like, I don't know. She's not willing to listen to anyone over it at all. I mean,
No, she's not. And I kind of with this, I kind of figured that she's I don't know, I maybe the paralysis and maybe the shock from everything that happened to Shockwave has kind of gotten to her and she's not thinking clearly. She's kind of thinking like, slightly villainy,
yeah,
maybe
I
Marvel
think, you know,
villain.
the neurological damage she had like might have messed up her frontal lobe or something, 'cause she's not listening to anybody. She's got her mind made up and
We'll go with frontal lobe problem.
yeah.
So yeah, and Jazz is like, what do you mean she meant by, what do you think she meant by that, GB? And he's essentially like, yeah, she's one of the only people who left from this battle like unhurt, unscathed, and but she, on the other hand, she's the only one who truly lost because she lost her innocence. It's kind of one of those things, like, Josie
She's lost her mind.
lost her mind, yes, but she kind of lost her innocence. He's kind of waxing poetic here, which, cool.
He should have waxed poetic when she first showed up in his office, and all of this could have been avoided.
Josie, yeah, you lost your mind. I'll put you up my butt. So the That's the issue, and it's actually a good issue. I kind of really I really liked having it broken up in the British comic. I had like having it broken up two parts.
Yeah.
It's not one of my favorite issues in the American, and maybe this would help the American just try to draw out the anticipation of it. I don't know.
You saying you got too much circuit breaker all at once? Boy, I can't wait for later. But, her main nemesis is Shockwave, and he would have really thought that all of them were very illogical.
Yeah, but she doesn't care about that right now.
Oh,
Her
I know. I'm
nemesis.
just saying Shockwave's take on all this would be like, yeah.
It's so illogical. But yeah, so that's the end of the issue. It's next issue is a lot of fun because we see the introduction of some fan favorites.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it tells us right at the bottom
Well,
the
I was trying to
construct.
leave it to the imagination for people who haven't read a 40-year-old comic. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
The Constructicons.
The Constructicons.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like I feel like almost the comics were playing it like really fast with the introductions of the characters.
Yeah.
So we'll have the Constructicons, and it won't be too much longer before more things start to come out. But
Well,
yeah.
for most part, they were still kind of pacing. Like, you'd get them in blocks. Like, you got the first two groups, and then you got the Dinobots.
Yeah.
What, issue 8?
Yeah.
The US, and then now we're getting to the Constructicon. Like, they come in little blocks where they get introduced.
Yeah, the this is the 1985 block, so that makes a
Yeah,
lot of sense.
it's a more leisurely pace than what you get later, like I'd say around like 87, when they just start throwing Pretenders and Headmasters and Target Masters and
The
just everybody.
MicroMasters wrestling ring is just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, and then. Yeah, you just get characters that just show up. You don't know where they came from. They're just, hey, here we are.
It's kind of like the Monster of the Week thing with the comic later on.
Yeah.
But we get in a little, well, little, a big full page advertisement right after the end of this, which is all talking about how the Secret Wars is now issue 19 is in full color, which. If you've been reading the comic books along with us, it's pretty substantial. And
Yeah, it's a large size comic.
I almost kind of wonder though. We saw a lot of the British, obviously Transformers books came over in half black and white, half color. I wonder if they did that because it was easier to get the issues out faster because you didn't have exactly email back then. Where you could send these color palettes across large distances. What if they did that to help kind of rocket forward the production of the comic?
Yeah, I'm curious about that too.
Yeah.
We need to make contact with someone and ask them about it.
We should reach out.
Yes, absolutely.
I get on that, and I'll get on that too. So I'm trying to reach out to Neil Yamtov. Should I?
Oh,
No.
you totally should. I'd love to talk to him.
If you listen to the show at all.
Well, hey, there's some interesting stuff because I actually read the Secret Wars 19 with the Zoids backup story.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. I did not. So
Yes.
I wasn't really a big comic guy back in those days. I was like watching every cartoon.
Well, I mean, I read it this week, so
Oh.
yeah.
Well, then, okay, let's talk about this, man.
Yeah, just because of this, I hunted it down.
Oh
So.
well, I'm glad you have the time to do that because I didn't do
It's one of the many services I render.
that. One of the
So,
many.
anyway, it was written by Ian Rimmer, who you know as the editor of the UK Transformers
I'm sorry.
side of things.
Every time I hear Ian Rimmer, I think about Arnold Rimmer.
I was gonna say you go to Red Dwarf every time, don't you?
Arnold Rimmer, the greatest. Yes, Red Dwarf.
That's Ace Rimmer to you, Mister.
It's Arnold Rimmer. Yes. Yes.
So
Master
yeah,
of.
there's some, I guess, Transformers crossover here because of the talent working on it.
Yeah.
I guess because they were like the go-to for I guess the franchised comics, and they were already doing well with robots. So how about some more robots?
Yeah, I remember. Like early on in the well, mid-80s, I'd say mid-80s, Zoids were big for a minute. And they were big because like robotics were big also. So it was like this whole thing with this kind of like model, I guess they were kind of like some of them used batteries, some of them used like wind up kind of things. And then of course in the and like I'll say the early aughts, Zoids made a huge comeback with some anime. And they're
Yeah, I
cool
want to say it was like
toys.
Christmas 1983. I got
Yeah.
what was it? Giant Zerk or whatever. He was the big sauropod one. I got that for Christmas.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's I do not remember that at all. I remember I had like big robotics guy, the main character with the big like almost like a T-Rex, not kind of a the claw mouth thing, the main character. I can't remember
You
his
talking
name
about
now.
Zoidzilla? Is that his name? Zoidzilla.
This is Zoidzilla. No, I'm talking about like robotics.
Oh, robotics. Oh, you mean Argus?
Argus, yes, I had
Yeah.
Argus.
Oh, okay. I thought we were
Yeah,
still talking
and
Zoids.
I broke him soon after because I was young and it was plastic.
Yeah.
But it's cool and he had a really great styrofoam insert.
Oh, it had all kinds of cool stuff. So the artwork on this comic was done by Kev Hopgood. And he kind of crossed over to the US because he went to a comic show and showed his work that he did, his artwork, to the editor of the US Iron Man comic,
Oh, cool. Okay.
who really liked the work. And that was the editor was Nelson Yamtov.
Yes. It
So,
all
I
comes
mean,
full circle, man.
there's so much tied in here, and it ties into what we were talking about earlier. Because he started working on Iron Man with Lynn Kaminsky,
Okay, another
and
name.
they co-created War Machine.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, who's
Cool.
Rhodey?
Yeah, exactly.
So the story that Ian Rimmer wrote for this comic, though, is almost an inversion of what happens in Transformers, where you have Autobots crash onto Earth, and Decepticons, and their war gets spread here. Well, in this one, a spaceship full of humans crash lands on the Zoids planet.
Okay.
Okay. So, and then you have warring factions there on with a Zoid Star, it's
Yeah.
called. So it's very similar to what happened eventually in robotics.
Yeah, well, and
Now, this is all in my notes already. Like, all the stuff you're bringing up and everything we've been talking about it.
it's like a synergy, man. I always loved we if we ever get there with the TV show, I mean honestly, robotics is essentially retold from the rebirth of Transformers.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it really, there's so many, like things that are the same.
Well, that and it was almost a prototype for the whole headmaster's gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, more about the Zoids comic.
Please.
After it graduated from Secret Wars as the backup comic for that, it moved on to its own comic that it shared with Spider-Man. So you have reprints of the US Spider-Man comics with Zoids is the backup comic.
All right, okay.
It's called Spider-Man and Zoids.
Big imagination there in the name.
Right. And that's where you find early work done by Grant Morrison.
Oh, cool.
And
Okay.
yeah. So he did early work on that. In fact, when the series ended abruptly, he was working on like this big apocalyptic story that never got finished
Oh, with Zoids or Spider-Man?
with Zoids.
With Spider-Man?
Zoids.
Come on, with Spider-Man. With the black suit.
Zoids.
Come on. Come
Actually,
on.
it was the Black Zoids saga. So,
Zoidzilla with the Venom suit. Come on.
oh man, that'd be
Yes.
crazy. But also, like in Zoids got one annual out and it had writing by James Hill, who wrote in the Transformers annual that we just did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And had artwork by Jeff Senior in it.
Oh, really old Jeff Senior.
Yeah. So, like I said, there was a lot of crossover, and it's funny because Zoids is run by Tomy,
Yeah.
which is now merged with Takara. So,
It all comes down to the same pit in the end.
right.
Except for Bandai.
Give them
Bandai's like,
time.
no, we're not playing with you guys. But
Bandai is to Takara and Tomy what Mattel is to Hasbro.
kind of is exactly
Yeah.
except then you have Harmony Golden there to mess it all up. That's a whole nother story.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, that's just a big mess.
I've listened to many stories about Harmony Gold and how they messed up the whole. Anyways, licensing's fun. So all man, early I love the look of the Zoids. Also, there is a the giant size poster in this issue of Zoids with Zoidzilla. Kind of looks like Mechagodzilla and Triptychon had a baby.
He totally does.
100% with
Well,
the
and
claw
you
hands.
see a lot of that kind of plays into like the design on Triptychon, where he has
Yeah.
that translucent
Head
gun cover
mask.
on his nose.
Yeah. 100% that. Yeah, it's actually a really cool design, but so cool, man. There's a lot of mixing of, I guess, I don't know, is the right word for it. It's I guess talent towards the Zoids and the Transformers stuff and the 2080 stuff.
Yeah,
So,
there's a lot of bleed over from all those comics.
yeah, which I
And
love
the
that.
Zoids artwork is excellent. It's very technical, you know.
I'll have to take a look at that now that you told me
Yeah.
that. But, dude, we have Soundwaves, which is becoming kind of the, like my favorite thing every week now.
Yeah, I always look forward to Soundwaves because, you know, he's going to be mean to some fans. He's going to be mean to some kids. So.
That's a really good drawing of Laserbeak though in the middle of this is the condor head.
Yeah.
Really nicely done.
Yeah, that's by Philip Johnson.
Yes,
Yeah.
Beckenham Kent. So this is a nice letter to begin with that really goes back to a joke from Transformers 1. So I'm writing to ask you some questions. Why have both Soundwave and Shockwave got wave in their name? Are they related? And that's one of the funniest things with Transformers 1, like B127. He's like, "Who? Raise your hand if you got wave in your name." I love that.
Oh
So,
yeah, and this is what, like the second or third time this has come up.
oh yeah.
Yeah. And so it shows that joke goes all the way back to the beginning.
His answer, like, "We are related, human, only in our contempt for Autobots and humans who ask pointless questions." No notes. It's perfect.
Yeah.
In issue 30, Ratchet talks about about Guardian once being an Autobot. What does he transform into? And Guardian, after his pitiful showing, there's a heartfelt pit, is a combat droid, and as such, does not transform into anything. So, yeah.
Yeah, he asked also how does he fit in the ark? He's so big. Now I was like, now you can fit him into a matchbox.
That's no longer a problem. Oh God. Who do you think who wrote this again?
I think it's Ian Remmer, because usually the editor writes these, but
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure, but
I gotta say, this is probably his favorite thing of the week. It's like, I'm gonna make these letters really mean, but not going over the cusp of being too mean.
well, just the end character letters are great. I wish we'd gotten something like this in the US.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah.
Like I think I've asked you this before. They did this with Grimlock eventually, right?
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
they have several Transformers that kind of fill in. But yeah, Grimlock
Okay.
does it for a while. I want to say Dreadwind does it for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I
basically
thought.
whoever's mean gets
Yeah.
to answer the letters.
And I love the next one because Soundwave's preaching to me here. Dear Soundwaves, I'm writing to ask you a few questions about Machine Man. I remember Machine Man is having red eyes and now they are white. Why is this? Can Machine Man still extend his arms and legs? Who is a robot Sunset Bane was speaking of in recent episode the recent episode? And Soundwave's like, "I have accessed the file of Machine Man, a ridiculous name in our opinion. And now I'm ready to answer your questions. Your powers of observation, do you credit? Machine Man did indeed have red eyes in his earlier life. One can only assume that the brain decided they clash with his new paint job and change their color." Question number two, yes. And question number three, the robot you mentioned is Jocasta, a one-time Avenger for whom Machine Man exhibited some affection. So, you know, it's very like almost dismissive for a lot of it. But I think the idea of like bringing in Jocasta really brought some, kind of like meshing of information.
Oh yeah. And they had a reference to her in Age of Ultron. I believe it was Age of Ultron when Tony Stark was picking out his new AI and he picks Friday. There's one of the data disks there has Jocasta's name on there.
Oh, nice. I'll have to go
Yeah.
back and look at that.
Yeah.
Then we get here where we had Laserbeak drawing, which is really cool. I'll make sure this gets put on the YouTube for everyone who is listening, and I appreciate all you listeners. Check out the YouTube also. And all the YouTubers, you can listen to this while you work or while you drive somewhere. So just putting that out there. And so the next one, Dear Soundwaves, I think the Transform toys are the best in the world, but my dad disagrees. You see, every time he sees a Transformer, he starts complaining. He reckons there are better things to do than sit around talking about Transformers all the time. He thinks they don't do much anyways. Could you please send him a warning letter and maybe he'll stop complaining? P.S. I wish you would stop calling us carbon-based units. There's no
Yeah.
answer to this.
All right. Well, he kind of carries it on to the next one.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Next one is I've read my first copy of the Transformers. I think it's great. So my does my dad. I really like the calendar and the picture of Shockwave. That's from Joey Dunn from Upminster. Okay. So there you have it. Carbon-based unit Mark Alonso Stinger has a father that doesn't like Transformers, whilst Joey Dunn's father is obviously a human of great taste, and he does. Let's hear from other readers whose fathers have opinions. It may be that 9 out of 10 fathers prefer the Transformers.
That was a chewing gum joke.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was a Trident
Nine out of
gum
ten
joke.
dentists
Yeah.
prefer. Yeah.
And yeah, I don't think Mark Alzano's father would have liked those very much.
No.
But, I
Mark
have a feeling
Alonso.
that Mark
Alzano?
was probably like talking a lot about Transformers, or
Oh,
dad's just
yeah.
like, don't bother me about it anymore. And.
Yeah, we know those people who like carry on and on and on and on and on about stuff that they're
Well, and
interested in.
kids too. I mean,
Well, the kids are the worst about it.
yeah.
They're like, okay, dude, talk to me about something else. Talk to
Let
me
me
about.
corner grandpa and tell him all about Roblox.
Oh, God, that's going to happen to me, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, God. Hopefully, none of them have kids. I like the once again you have the thing at the end saying like everyone has a letter or drawing printed and Soundwaves will receive a mini Autobot. I like that. It's really, really cool. They
I know, they could have done that for us over here too, you
hey,
know.
it's a little thing, but I'm like, come on, man. We gotta think about all the toys they could buy instead of being given. I don't know. So we have a full page ad on the Typhoo Jubilee T-Tram Blackpool competition. So yeah, do you read any of this stuff?
Oh, no, not really.
Oh, okay. Well, you can have a big fun-filled full weekend in Blackpool, and I don't know where that is. My fault. Sorry. It looks like a maze at the top of the thing, but yeah, you have a big weekend with Typhoo. Typhoo T. Apparently, the T executives taking around Blackpool. I don't know. So one lucky winner will enjoy a sighting weekend at Blackpool with a friend and an adult. So you ring Uncle Joey. Basically taken to Blackpool Tower and the Grand Theatre for a splendid evening to watch Robinson Crusoe and meet the stars of the show and a trip to Blackpool Zoo plus several thrilling rides on the famous Blackpool trams. You will stay in the luxury Pembroke Hotel with swimming pool before you leave, a super tea party to end your special weekend. That's kind of cool, actually.
It's cool. It shows you the, I guess, the intellectual difference between the UK and the US because, I mean, over here, kids would see like being forced to go to see Robinson Crusoe as like punishment.
You're not wrong. They actually, even the runner-ups, the five runner-ups get a board game called the London Game, and a super colorful poster of trams and a book of all about trams. This is what you got on the Bozo show. You got this is
Yeah,
your
oh,
grand prize.
totally.
So, a Taifu T tram can be yours. Anyone can obtain a T Taifu T tram Jubilee tram. Sorry, by collecting the tokens from special Taifu T and T backpacks. A tram is free with just tokens plus 13p postage or two tokens. So, you send in your Taifu T tickets, essentially your I guess tokens, and
Yes.
13 cents of postage, and you get a cool little tram car. I don't know. This is I thought it was kind of neat.
Oh yeah, no, it's cool. I'd actually like to have one of the little Jubilee trams.
Kind of do too, yeah. But what's really cool is the creepy kid now has Megatron and Optimus Prime.
Yeah, he's back.
He's back. And I love it because it's all in caps. Look out for Optimus Prime and Megatron, they're in shops now. That's
Yeah,
it's
he's
like
yelling.
when you read someone's who sends text messages all in caps, that's kind of how I read it.
This is the kid that's been cornering Mark Alzano's dad. It's that creepy kid.
Dude, it is. That makes so much sense now. Okay. That's my headcanon now.
So, did you check out RoboCapers?
I did not.
Oh, you need to look at RoboCapers.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Quickly, all Zeponians indoors, robots, to your post. But what's the problem? It's fireworks night on Earth again? Dude, really? No wonder
Yeah.
the dogs are always so angry.
Well, you know what firework night is, right?
No.
It's the 5th of November. It's Guy Fawkes night.
Oh,
Yeah.
see, it
So,
helps to understand that.
yeah, I looked that up.
Yeah, look,
And
I appreciate.
this issue came out on November 9th, so it was right after Guy Fawkes night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And those of you who don't know, watch V for Vendetta. It's a good movie.
Yeah. So yeah, No Nose did not want to tangle with V, apparently.
I do love the preview for the next issue. This is a Constructicon. It's the box art for a long haul. He's one sixth of a big problem with the Autobots. His name is Long Haul. He's one of the six new Decepticons about to lay the foundations of a plan that may cement the defeat of the Autobots. Be
That's
here in
so
7
mad.
days. Time to witness the birth of the Constructicons, and not content with six additions to his army, Shockwave has embarked on the construction of his ultimate warrior, Jetfire. Will the Autobots, bereft of their leader, fall under his new Decepticon terror? Plus, oh, it's Machine Man. I'll don't worry about that. Fine. So the
Yep.
rest of it is Machine Man.
Bringing up Sunset Bane again. Who knew that Madame Menace would be like such a big part of our lives?
But okay, there's a nice synergy here with this issue. Iron Man of 2020 shows up.
Yep.
No notes. Is Iron Man, are Iron Man and GB Black the same person? No, they're not. No, they're not, but still.
They would have been competitors at the very least, but of course, the Iron Man of 2020 is his like great nephew or something like that. He's Arno Stark,
Yeah, I mean,
or he's his
honestly,
nephew, I
depends on
thought.
who could drink who under the table.
Well, and you know who Iron Man 2020 shows up fighting later in his own comic. Not Iron Man's comic, but this character's.
Sunset Bane?
Deathhead.
Oh.
Yeah, so he crossed paths with Deathhead as well.
The
Yeah.
synergy is still there. I like it.
Yes.
Sorry, well, everyone, this is wonderful conclusion to this single issue of the American book, but two issues of the UK book, and I kind of like it broken up, but it's kind of nice. I will say, everyone, say thanks for being here this week, and make sure you follow the show. Make sure you give us a, well, if you would like, give us a like a nice rating, a thumbs up, or whatever you want to do. We appreciate you all. And this is just us doing what we like doing every week and hanging out and hanging out with you guys, girls, and everyone in between. So thanks for being here, everyone. And I'm going to leave it here because if I don't, we're going to start talking about stuff that's not important and we're going to ramble on forever. So,
I was about to
oops.
start joking about Action Master Snarl back there, all by himself.
It's where he deserves to be. So, Boo, if you want to take us out of here tonight.
Bye.
More Than Mises Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.